And you're very welcome back. It's still me as the host. We do have other hosts coming up as well too. So you will see a change of scene, change of host. But for now, we're doubling down in our Gen AI space, and I'm particularly looking towards last year, MongoDB launched MongoDB Vector Search. We've done a lot with that over the last year. And one of the key people involved in everything that we've done in this space is Ben Flass, Director of Product Management. Ben, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Shane. Good to be here.
Good. How have things been so far?
Excellent. We had our talk earlier today where we announced quantization, and we had Gnomic, one of our portfolio companies for MongoDB Ventures, join and talk about their quantization-aware embeddings, which was super exciting. I then went through kind of the new capabilities that are available inside of Atlas in both kind of the ingestion of the reduced representation of vectors as well as the automatic quantization capability. So two really exciting capabilities to help you drive down the cost of vector search and, you know, super exciting.
Excellent. So obviously, you know, vector search at .local last year in New York, we launched it. People are getting to grips with vector search. People are getting to grips with Gen AI overall.
Yeah.
Quantization. What does that mean for vectors? What does that mean for developers? What does that mean to our customer?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we launched this last year, we were focused on making the capability available, right? And making it available within existing paradigms of MongoDB. You insert your BSON array, which is your vector. You create an index on top of it. You have your dollar vector search query, and you go. And we've seen great success with that. We're, you know, found ourselves in the various AI application frameworks that are being built and using vector search as a key component of retrieval augmented generation. We're seeing ourselves pop up in agentic workflows. A lot of excitement there. That said, with our initial implementation, using kind of the standard MongoDB primitives, et cetera, there are certain places where that wasn't optimized for the vector, you know, workload. And so what quantization is focused around is these larger workloads that we're now seeing coming on to vector search, making sure they can do so in a cost-effective manner.
Right.
You know,
right.
At the early days, people were experimenting with smaller workloads. They're starting to grow, and quantization is really focused on making them much more cost-effective.
Okay. And what's the mechanism underneath this, or why this solution for reducing those costs?
Absolutely. So quantization is a technique to reduce the representation. So today, if each of your dimensions inside of a vector is a float 32, tomorrow you can make those a int 8 or a bit. So that allows us to just take up less memory and less storage when it comes to storing and querying those vectors. And that's why this is a really powerful capability. And the impact is really quite dramatic. So with, going from float 32 to int 8, you can see a 4x reduction in the size of your index.
Okay.
And going from a float 32 to a, byte vector, you can see a 96% reduction inside of your index. So massive cost savings for the index, which is important because the index needs to all be in RAM. And that's really the expensive part. And so by reducing the size of the index, we're dramatically reducing the cost of serving the workload.
Is there any trade-off in reducing the size of the index in terms of precision?
Yeah. So in short, when you use this technique by reducing precision of the vectors, you are trading off what we call accuracy.
Right.
And all of this is done inside of HNSW, the algorithm we use for our vector search, approximate nearest neighbor. But what's great is, or the reason that, memory is kind of the cost driver is because HNSW all needs to be in memory. But HNSW has a lot of really good properties around tuning recall and kind of making it perform exactly how you need to.
Okay.
And so we've stuck with HNSW, but just reduced the memory consumption.
Right.
And to your specific question around, like, what's the impact to recall, when you reduce precision to int 8, we actually see a somewhat minor impact to recall. And so we don't have to do anything additional.
Right.
But if you want to take advantage of binary quantization and get that 96% reduction, then we see that re-ranking is really crucial, which is the concept of re-ranking is basically taking the results of the initial query off the index and then re-ranking those results just based on the full fidelity vectors that you initially inserted.
Okay.
And so that's the approach to kind of preserve recall and make your answers still
fit. So they're still full fidelity. Ah,
exactly.
So obviously there's a cost reduction both in storage, but also in the query time. Is that too?
Yeah. So
where the processing?
Yeah. So the cost reduction is in two places. So one is in the amount of memory that you need because, you know, you have to have the entire index in memory and the index is a much smaller. The other cost reduction is in the amount of storage you need because along with these, we've introduced a new BSON type for storing vectors, which is more efficient using bin data type 8. And so those are two reductions. In terms of performance, we actually do see the same or better performance than the original, even with that re-ranking.
Yes.
Because fundamentally, at the end of the day, we're moving around less data. And so we get efficiencies there. And so even though we have to re-rank those results using those full fidelity vectors, it still translates to the same, if not better, performance for queries.
Okay. And is this limited to specific models that are, you know, do better with quantization?
Yeah. So there are quantization-aware models that do better with quantization. Our partners who we had at the talk were Nomic, and they have some quantization-aware models. Companies like Cohere also produce quantization-aware models. And so those are great. We've seen good generalized performance, though, with quantization, in particular because of our re-ranking approach, right? Which,
okay,
at the end of the day, you're re-ranking those results anyway. So from our perspective, you can use any model with us for the automated quantization with re-ranking. On the other hand, if you're just planning on storing quantized vectors, you probably are better off using a quantization-aware model.
Okay. Okay. So Cohere and Nomic now, others will be added in time as well too. How have we rolled this out fully? How did the developer start using quantization?
Yeah, absolutely. So today, we made the announcement for all of our capabilities that are coming here. The thing that's available today, though, is the storing of quantized vectors for Float32 and Int8, along with the efficient representation in the database.
Okay.
Along with that comes support in the Python driver for writing these efficient representations into the database. The other drivers will come in the coming weeks. In addition, for storing efficient representation of the vectors in the database and in the index, with Int1, that support will come in coming weeks as well. So that covers kind of the first set of features and the driver support there as well. The second set is the automatic quantization, which is just a parameter that you'll set inside of your index definition.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be coming in coming weeks as well.
Okay.
Probably like, yeah.
Okay.
And so we announced and made available Int8 and F32 support today, along with Python support. And then, you know, for the rest of that will be kind of the efficient representation for Int1 and other driver support. And then automatic quantization will be a fast follow to that.
Okay, excellent. So developers can start using Elements today, and we're going to, that sounds like we're swiftly following up with everything they might need to leverage this as much as possible.
Yeah, this will come in quick succession.
Okay. And given that vector search is a year and a bit old for MongoDB, you've been involved in all of that. You've seen all of the Gen AI integrations that we do.
Yes.
I didn't ask this of any guests earlier. What's your view on AI in the future or anything like that? And you've got about a minute or less to answer this one, Ben. We could be forever, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
how have you seen it help developers?
Yeah, I mean, with helping developers, I think kind of the co-pilot experiences, things along those lines are, you know, obviously having a tremendous effect on developers' tooling and productivity. I would say the thing that I personally am very excited about is more agentic flows.
Mm-hmm.
AI starting to do things for you so you don't have to think about it. Really kind of an asynchronous experience.
Sure.
And we're focused on, you know, doing everything we need inside of MongoDB to make sure that you can have your LLM memory with MongoDB. And whether that's your vector search queries, your lexical filtering, or your regular database transactional queries, we want to make sure MongoDB is available to store all the data and retrieve all the data needed to build those kind of really transformative experiences that are, you know, primarily right now in the future, but agentic in nature and, you know, really differentiated.
Excellent. No, I very much look forward to that. And look, this has been superb. Obviously, quantization, it's a huge thing, and it's great to see it out there. It's great to see such a short roadmap for everything that you need. Fenn, thank you for so clearly explaining what is otherwise a difficult word to say, let alone a difficult topic to get around. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. Pleasure here as well.
We'll be back very shortly again with another guest. Do stay tuned on our YouTube stream. We do appreciate your attendance. Thank you very much.